Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, brethren. This is Sister Perpetua Shulamit George of Yahushua Mashiach, the Chief Cornerstone Ministry. Today is Saturday, the 10th of June, 2023. And on the Hebrew calendar, today is Sivan 21. Hallelujah. I think this month has 30 days. If it has 30 days, then we've got 9 days left only in this month, which is the month of, let us summarize a little bit in case I don't get another chance to do so. Hallelujah. So this is the month of the tribe of Zebulun. Hallelujah. Which is associated with business. So it's a business person's month. It's the month of receiving your boundaries. Hallelujah. Remember that this is the month that is associated with Leviticus 25, which is to do with the Jubilee year after Shemitah. It's to do with counting 7 years and then take a break, counting 6 years, then rest in the seventh year, counting 6 years, rest in the seventh year, then count, I've forgotten how many years, and then rest in the 70th year. Something like that. Count something about to do with 49 years and then rest. Something like that anyway. I've now forgotten. Maybe count 48 years, then rest in the 49th year. And in the 50th year is the Jubilee. Hallelujah. So this month is associated with the number 50, which is also, associated with the number 8, because it is the month in which we receive the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit on the 50th day. After counting 49 days of the Omer as per Leviticus 23, it is the 8th day because we count 7 weeks, which represents 7 days. And then after the 7th day always comes the 8th day as per the book of Enoch. Hallelujah. The book of Enoch is the 8th day is the first day of after the 7th day that commemorates the creation of Yahweh. Hallelujah. So it represents new beginnings. Hallelujah. And that's why we celebrate the whole 8th week and not just the 8th day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not just the 50th day, but we celebrate the whole week. And with that week, we also use that opportunity to celebrate the establishment and the institution of the Mighty Wind Ministry, which was brought forth through Apostle Prophet Elisheva Eliyahu as per Malachi chapter 4, 5-6. Basically, it's the fulfillment or manifestation of Malachi 4, 5-6, as well as other scriptures like Daniel, I've forgotten now, but that chapter that talks about go your way, Daniel. These words are not to be brought out into the open now, but they will be in the future. I think chapter 12 is also the fulfillment of the scripture about the 10 thunders, the 7 thunders, which is in Revelation chapter 10. It's also related to, the book of Judges chapter 4, verse 4, in which the Lord appoints a female judge for the very first time. And various other scriptures which I now can't remember. But also, Matthew 25, chapter verse 6. Because she is the voice that will call up the people who are going to be caught up into the heavens. I know the word known is rapture, but we are trying to refrain from using that word because of what we've discovered it means. It means to rape in actual fact. But anyway, for those who don't understand, it can still be used, until Yahweh restores things. But yes, she is the voice in Matthew 25 verse 6 who is going to, call up the people into the air. She'll be the very first person to be raptured to the heavens and stay up in the air with Yahushua HaMashiach, as well as the dead in Yahushua HaMashiach. She will also be with various angels, obviously. And then she will call up the Revelation 14 bride to join her in the air so that they can go up to the heavens and have the marriage supper, the marriage feast of the Lamb. But before, I think they'll wait for the Revelation 7 bride to join them 3.5 years later before they properly start the wedding feast. Hallelujah. So this month of Sivan is the month in which we receive our boundaries, and the receiving of boundaries is associated with the number 50 that is mentioned in Leviticus 25. When you read Leviticus 25, you see that in the 50th year of Jubilee, things that have been taken from people in the past are restored. Whatever debts have been in place are cancelled. Debts are forgiven. And we have associated this with the parable of the, you know, unforgiving servant, which is related to Pentecost. Hallelujah. The numbers 49 and 50 are very much related to forgiveness, absolute forgiveness, and forgetting what happened and treating the person who hurt you as though nothing happened in the past. Obviously, there are some people that we need to keep a distance from, because as led by you know, the spirit of Yahweh, even though we've forgiven them, but generally it is the month in which you forgive and we learn to treat our enemies as though they are friends. And by that I mean we don't hold things against them and have bitterness or resentment in our hearts towards them. So it's the month your boundaries are given to you again. If you have lost your boundaries before, this is the month in which you get your boundaries again. Hallelujah. This is the month of alignment. So the way you align yourself matters a lot, because then it will determine how you receive your blessings or when you receive your blessings. So what you align yourself with, who you align yourself with in life, in terms of business, in terms of ministry, in terms of various things in life matters, but also spiritually, who are you aligning yourself with aside from the Lord? Are you even well aligned with the Lord? Eve fell out of alignment with the Lord, and this is why the beasts of the earth and every other part of creation turned against mankind. So we are to constantly align ourselves with Yahweh, and that simply means basically desire to do his will. You know, Matthew chapter, I think 6 says, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Then this is the month to be merciful. So we've already explained that we need to be merciful. On the 6th day we fell, but Yahweh was merciful to us and he restored us many years later on the 6th day. Hallelujah. Well, the constellation associated with this month is Gemini, which is 2 tablets. And that is, it represents the fact that the 2 tablets of stone on which the Torah was inscribed with Yahweh's finger were given to us on Mount Sinai. So the constellations are something that were very well understood by the people of the past. And this is well explained in the Legends of the Jews, when Haman is making his decision as to which month he should get the Jews killed worldwide. It's also explained a little bit in the Book of Enoch, you know, when it's explaining the fall of man, you know, the fall of the angels, the 200 watcher angels, but also various other angels who came down. There were watcher angels who came and sinned with mankind. We're going to talk about that actually, because it's related to the number 6. Now, Proverbs chapter 10 verse 9 is the main scripture associated with this month of Sivan. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 9. Let's check out what it's, I believe it's to do with the heart of man, but yeah, let's check. It says, one who walks in integrity walks securely, but one who perverts his ways will be found out. So it's to do with the heart of man in a way. One who walks in integrity walks securely, but one who perverts his ways will be found out. And it's to do with the Torah. And the Torah is to do with the heart of man. And the first letter of LGBT is L, which, as we have said already, is the first Hebrew letter for the Hebrew word lev, which means heart. It says in the Amplified Bible, he who walks in integrity and with moral character walks securely, but he who takes a crooked way will be discovered and punished. I would say that The theme of this month is very much related to the one of the month in which Tu B'Shvat is celebrated. That's the month of Shvat, the 11th month of the year, because it's the month of the trees, the month of fruits, and we are associated with trees, we're associated with fruits, we are to bear good fruit for Yahweh. So Proverbs 10:9 is also associated with Jeremiah 17:9-10, is to do with our ways. Also Psalm 1 is to do with our ways, you know, how we live our lives. Are we living in accordance with Yahweh's commandments, or are we living in accordance with the commandments of the devil? Are we living a Torah full life or a Torah less life? So he who walks in integrity and with moral character walks securely. He who takes a crooked way will be discovered and punished. Now let us define the word integrity. It means, according to dictionary, the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. And it also means the state of being whole and undivided. The only way for us to enjoy that is to walk in the ways of the Lord, to be holy as Yah is holy. Hallelujah. 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 So we can only do that with the help of the Torah and the guidance of Ruach HaKodesh voice. Now this month is associated with giving. We are to give, hallelujah, because we were given the Ruach HaKodesh. We have a strong calling to give. Remember, it says in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but you shall receive power when the Ruach HaKodesh comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in Samaria, and in the whole of Judea or Judah. So, yes, we receive, but we are not just there like a Dead Sea. We are not just to receive and we keep and we keep and we keep. No, we have to give out. Hallelujah. We receive to pass on. We receive to give. We receive to give. You know, just like men, well, men are receivers. Women are receivers, men give. But yeah, women, everything they receive usually is multiplied into something, depending, either something good or something bad. But yes, but the stone that is associated with this month is also the clear quartz. So this month is associated a lot with Galilee, with the tribe of Zebulun, as I said, and the tribe of Zebulun is mostly what Yahushua HaMashiach worked with when he was on earth. And that is why you see in Isaiah, the people that saw a great light, they are mostly based in the land of Zebulun. The place of Galilee is in the land of Zebulun. Hallelujah. The people that saw a great light. The people that saw a great light. Hallelujah. That's all that I'm remembering, but I'll get the scripture. It's in Isaiah and Matthew. Hallelujah. It says in Matthew chapter 4, verse 16-18, the people which sat in darkness saw a great light. To them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. Hallelujah. From that time, Yahushua began to preach, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Yahushua, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. I think I've missed a few verses, but yes, it says from Matthew 4 verse 14, it says that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in that region, the shadow of death, light is sprung up. So Yahushua HaMashiach chose to let the light start in Galilee. In the land of Zebulun and Naphtali. Hallelujah. Remember, Zebulun was a businessman who used to do his business on water. That's why we see the sheep very much representative of the month of Sivan. And we've seen Naphtali, who was running like a deer. As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after thee. You alone and my heart's desire and I long to worship you. So it's interesting that they chose the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. Hallelujah. Now, for me to say a bit more about the tribe of Zebulun, I will have to go and do some more reading. I've forgotten now, even though I've read about it in the past. But yeah, that is what the month of Sivan is about. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 9, walking in the way of integrity. And also we've got the tribe of Zebulun, which represents business. It represents ships moving on water. And remember, the ship has to be controlled by a rudder. And Holy Spirit is supposed to be our rudder. Hallelujah. 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 I just got revelation of that, brethren. Sometimes I get the revelations while I am speaking. So every ship needs a rudder, and the rudder is what controls the ship. It says rudder here is described as a system of detecting the presence or direction or distance and speed of aircraft and ships, other objects, by sending out pulses of radio waves which are reflected off the object back to the source. Hallelujah. Also, rudder means a person's capacity for intuitive perception, a special sensitivity for factors or trends. So Ruach HaKodesh is our rudder. Ruach HaKodesh is our rudder. R-A-D-A-R. Hallelujah. And the first letter of that word in Hebrew is Rosh. Rosh means head. Remember, Rosh Kodesh, head of the month. Rosh Hashanah, head of the year. So we need Holy Spirit as our rudder in life. Hallelujah. We need Holy Spirit in the throne room of our lives, our hearts. We need Holy Spirit. The temple is the Holy of Holies. Our hearts is the Holy of Holies, I would say, is meant to be the Holy of Holies in our bodies, because that's where the issues of life flow out of our lives. Hallelujah. 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 Now, I want to talk about the other thing. I'm later to talk about the number 6. There's so much to discuss, as I said. There's so much. I haven't even talked about what today's Shabbat is all about. But Yahweh is my help. I'll do what I can. If I'm not able to do everything, I'll just leave it at that. Right, let's continue the number 6. Let's read Genesis chapter 6, verse 6. I know we've already read it before, but this is now a different topic. So, Genesis 6, 6 says, and it repented the Lord Yahweh that he had made man on earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Hallelujah. So Yahweh repented that he had ever created mankind. Now, let us read, let us now move on and read Enoch chapter 6 verse 6. Which says, bear with me, brethren, I've clicked on the wrong chapter. Okay, Enoch chapter 6, verse 6. Actually, chapter 6 is described as, this is the social summary of what chapter goes on in chapter 6. The fall of angels, the demoralization of mankind, the intercession of the angels on behalf of mankind, the dooms pronounced of God by God on the angels, the Messianic kingdom, and Noah fragments. So there's a book called Noah, which I'm still looking into. I'm not going to talk too much about that, but yeah, it gives us some details, some useful details. Right. Enoch chapter 6 verse 6 says, and they were in all 200 who descended in the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon, and they called it Mount Hermon because they had sworn and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. I was about to stop this audio because suddenly an audio I've recorded started playing and interrupting what I'm doing. But thankfully, I found a way to stop it from playing so we can continue. I just read Enoch chapter 6, verse 6, which let me read again, and I'll continue into verse 8 because it's quite useful to read. Hold on. Actually, let me read from the beginning because it's a very short chapter. It says, and it came to pass when the children of men had multiplied that in those days were born unto them beautiful and comely daughters, and the angels, the children of heaven, saw and lusted after them and said to one another, come, let us choose us wives from among the children of men and beget us children. And Samyaza, who was their leader, said unto them, I fear ye will not indeed agree to do this deed, and I alone shall have to pay the penalty of a great sin. And they all answered him and said, let us all swear an oath, and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations, not to abandon this plan, but to do this thing. Then swear they all together and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And they were in all 200 who descended in the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon. And they called it Mount Hermon because they had sworn and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. And these are the names of their leaders: Samyaza, their leader, and Arakiba, Ramil, Kokabiel, Tamiel, Ramiel, Daniel, Ezekiel, Barakiel, Asael, Amaros, Batarel, Ananel, Zakiel, Samsapil, Satarel, Turel, Yamiel, because there was no J then. Yomiael, Sariel. These are their chiefs of tens. Hallelujah. Now, that's Enoch chapter 6. We all know that Genesis chapter 6 talks about the fall of man. No, not the fall of man, but the father fall of man, part 2, basically. So the way the state of sin, the fall of man got worse, much worse than before. Now, let's go to Jude chapter 6. Well, there's only one, so it's chapter 1 anyway. But let's read Jude 6. It says, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Genesis 6:6, Enoch 6:6, Jude 6. 666. And we wonder why the number of man, the man of sin, is 666. The angels that fell in the beginning of time was 666. And also, we see that most of the time where chapter 6 is involved in the Bible, because obviously the Hebrew scriptures don't have verses, wherever the number 6 is involved, we see that it talks about the fall of man and the fall of angels. And the devil keeps blaming mankind for his fall. Yet he is the one that allowed the fall to happen. And the fall happened on the sixth day of creation, the creation of mankind. So, the day of the creation of mankind. So, I just thought I should highlight the fact that the number 6 is also the fall of those angels. It also represents the fall of the angels who chose to fall. Because they had a choice. Who chose to fall and join the devil in hellfire. But what Yahweh did that I have learned through somebody recently, it's called Larry Gators of the Global Spiritual Something Movement. You see, the angels that fell all together were 500,000. Is it 500 million? Yes, 500 million. I think that's the number on the, what do they call it? The Georgia Guidestones. They say they want to bring down the number to 500 million. So, the angels that fell that time were 500 million. And when they fell, they came up with a plan that they'll set up commandments that are not, you know, everything that we see now, it was actually set up that time. That's the thing we don't know. It was set up well in advance. The reason why the Georgia Guidestones have been destroyed is because the fulfillment of the commandments has already started. So the number they say that their plan is to bring down the population of the world, of mankind, to 500 million. And they say that maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. So basically, the reason why they chose that number is because 500 million angels fell. And they want, because they don't really have a physical body to live in, they want to attach themselves or put themselves inside of each and every person that would be existing on earth to be able to control the world. They want to make earth their abode. And they want mankind to disappear. So 250 million angels were sent over to, I think it's 250 million, half of 500 million, it's 250 million. Those ones were sent to Antarctica. And this is why Antarctica is a no-go area for any person. That's why many governments around the world are claiming that is their abode, that is belongs to them, and no man is allowed there except they have the permission of the governments that own the different parts of it. But if you notice well, the people who tend to visit that place more often are fallen angels in mankind's skin. Whenever we say the word human beings or humanoids, we're actually referring to fallen angels in mankind's skin, you know, those who are pretending to be, or should I say demons incarnate, who have become hybrids. They've become hybrids because they are pretending to be mankind. Now, I need to stop here. I need to stop here, brother.